This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, get your information. Really, you need to get your information. Get it right. Get it from someone that you believe is telling you the truth. And I got to tell you, you know, let's not be them. I'm watching some of the stuff you guys are writing. Now, I've stayed away from Facebook and other places, big time. I think it's a waste of time. That's just me. Because you're not going to get any further. You're not going to put. I mean, if you're on there to share your pictures of your kids and that kind of stuff with old family members, I'm trying to be nice about it, seasoned family members, how's that? We use that one. Then fine. But don't use it to get political stuff across, or even religious stuff at this point. They're pulling those down, too. They're just not telling you. I mean, Twitter's got over 70,000 pages that have shut down. So let's not give them anything else to gloat about, if you would. I don't know if you guys heard about it earlier, but John Solomon, he confirmed that Trump has or is about to declassify a foot-high stack of information, and it's pretty much about everything, frankly. Everything that we've been screaming about that we want information about, you know, Obamagate, the Russian hoax, the email, everything. And the team that he had in there before, the bad part about that, was they had conned him, I'm sorry, they did, about how dangerous it was to release that, that they needed to clean things up, and now he's found out that they've been lying to him all this time. And not just about this. I don't know if you heard, but some of the things going on overseas, when he talked about troop reduction and he's giving us numbers, they were lying to him about the numbers they did. Right? John Solomon said that Trump has delivered in a big way more than a foot-high stack of documents he's authorized to be released by the FBI and the DOJ. Now, these are the things the FBI has tried to keep from the public for 4 years. He's been fighting for 4 years to get this stuff out there. So you really have to give him credit for this stuff. And when you get this stuff, when you see it hit, pull it down. Pull it down and send it to your loved ones, whether they're still going to be there or not. Right? Whether they're still going to stand side by side with you or not, you need to get the truth to them. Right? You need to make a decision. It's a tough decision to make, and I get it. Some of you older folks, do you get to see your grandchildren or don't you? Well, come on, you know, let's just be honest about it. Some of the young people, there have been so many families that have split up on the, you know, Trump and anti-Trump, along the Trump and anti-Trump lines. You say, well, God, I want to see my grandchildren. I don't want to say anything that's going to keep my grandchildren from me. If they keep them from you, really keep them from you, I feel sorry for you, but what are you willing to give up for this? What are you willing to give up to make sure that this country stays together? What are you willing to give up to make sure you get the truth out there? Timmy and I made a decision years ago that we would never, never water down the truth, water down our feelings when it came to our kids and telling them how we, especially when they got older. And it has cost us at times for a period of time. They always come back. I mean, if you brought them up right, they always come back. I'll put it that way. They'll see the light eventually. And you know what they'll, appreciate most? You standing ground for what you knew to be right. You standing ground on these things, because not because you are right, because you knew what was right and you loved them enough not to give in and give up on them. Sometimes not giving up on them is standing your ground. Come on, think about it. You stand your ground. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you've got something to say. We'd love to hear what you have. There's so much news out there. There's so, I mean, and you looked at Jack Dorsey, owner of Twitter, CEO of Twitter, just having a fit. Can't understand why you don't get it. Claims that we're all sick. The Trumpers are all off. Isn't that interesting that the lunatics on the left, if you follow Trump, you know, you're whacked, you're off, you need your head checked. But they followed Obama the same way. And even worse, Obama was almost like their savior. I'm surprised they didn't start bowing to him. But they thought every move that they made was perfect, was right. See, if you're a Democrat out there, and don't give me the stuff that there's, you watch what's happening now in Texas. The indictment's coming down in Texas. The indictment's coming down in some of these other states. You see with this woman who got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes by Harvard ballasting, or ballot harvesting, whatever, and were able to sway and or hand them ballots that were already filled out, you know, people that were voting. So don't tell me there's no voter fraud. And don't tell me there's not enough to make a switch. There shouldn't be any. And your response when it comes to voter fraud shouldn't be, well, there wasn't enough to make a switch. It should be, we need not to happen, we need to find a better way to shore it up, and that person needs to go to jail. The person who showed up with hundreds of ballots that weren't theirs, that they cheated with, they need to go to jail. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back, and so are you, I would imagine. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. How did I end up over here? Just really, seriously, having fun. You know, we got to have some fun with this, too. I got to make fun of myself, because I do some pretty stupid stuff. A lot of you don't know this, but sometimes the show replays in other areas, other parts of the country. And so people will call, and obviously we're not here, so it takes voicemail. And a lot of times I just forget to pick it up. I forget it's there. So every once in a while I go through it and I'll pick up the calls. And some of them there's just too much swearing to clean up because I'll be beeping all the way through. They're a loving group. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes they're... You got to hear them. So I'll play one now. And I've already beeped out all the nasty stuff. Let me see. Oh, this one. I love this. Let's have some fun with this one. This ought to be good. Let's see.
You know, you people are going to be remembered for the part that you played in this hateful insurrection. And, you know, if you don't want people to look at your shit and immediately think that you are full of it, because everyone deserves a chance to fool people, fucking comb your hair, man. You look like you belong on death row.
What's wrong with my hair? You know what? He's probably bald. And at least I have hair. That's what's making him crazy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, well, we live in communist California, so getting a haircut in communist California is almost impossible. Let's start off there. So that group that you you want to make fun of our side, look at that. That's kind of funny. But, you know, this shows you where the left is coming from. It shows you where their mindset is at, right? I mean, we're shameful, we're sinful, so to speak. We're the ones doing the wrong thing. Have you looked at your side of the aisle? Have you looked at what the Democrats have done to ruin this country? They have been, since the early days, they have hated what this country stands for, what it does, and what we could be doing. But it's gotten worse because the money's bigger, the power's bigger. And Washington, Jefferson, they knew this. They knew this was going to happen. And then you end it with making fun of my looks? That's hilarious. By the way, that's why I chose to go on the radio. I didn't know they were going to do the whole video thing. But that's how you ended up. Which is so stereotypical to the left. Let's just be nasty if we can't make an argument. Right? And again, they think they're on the right side of history. They think making it easier to kill babies, making it by giving more and more and more money to people overseas, to countries over. My tax dollars shouldn't go overseas unless there's a real catastrophic things happen, and they need money, or they need to be able to help people get fresh water and medical and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, no. You don't have a right to do that. Our founding fathers would just... They're probably spitting in their... Well, they've been spitting in their graves for a long time. How quickly they forget the sins of the Obama administration... the Obama-Biden administration. Because ultimately, that's what it was, right? The Obama-Biden administration. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I've been talking to you about this Gaston County DA, who was voted in because he was a Democrat. They put a lot of money behind him. Democrats put him in. You know, they don't say anything bad about it. This guy is a nightmare. Even other DAs are stepping up and saying, no. No, you can't do this. This is wrong. Right? And then DAs throughout California now are slamming him because of what he's doing. Right? What I'd like to see, I don't live there, but, and I'm sorry, guys, but maybe all you guys who voted for Gaston, maybe you should pull in one or two, you know, people who love to commit crimes from other areas, because ultimately they're going to come here anyway. If they know they can steal a car, rob a store, and it's no bail, they're going to get out of their personal recognizance. Because, you know, thieves are so trustworthy. Robbers are so trustworthy. Aren't they? What am I missing? I do. I find it interesting. And they'll defend him. They'll defend him to the end. But what I love is recently elected DAs up and down the state, they refused to grant this man jurisdiction. So what would happen is, if you had somebody who committed crimes in several counties, I think this works in every state, I'm not sure though. But what they'll do is they'll defer to the largest county, the county that has the most amount of money, or the county that has had the most egregious crime committed in it. So now over almost 1,000 of his subordinates and elected DAs up and down the state have signed a petition, signed agreements, if you would, not to do business with him, not to allow him to take on their cases. The local DAs under him have filed, you know, are filing suit to make sure he doesn't get a chance to kill bail, to dumb down some of these charges, which is what he wants to do. If you walk up and blow a cop's head away, that's murder with special circumstances. He refuses to use special circumstances. He says it's unfair. Now, I want you to think about something. He says it's unfair because it affects the lower socioeconomic and the black community worse. So I don't have a college degree, so I'm kind of guessing here. You know, I don't know how to do this. But wouldn't that mean, and I'm just guessing, so don't get mad at me, wouldn't that mean that he's suggesting that only blacks and only poor people commit crime? Right? Now, I know some of you can say, because I already can see the emails coming, no, what he was saying is people with money can hire great attorneys to, you know, to defend them. Okay, I'll give you that. They can. They can hire higher-priced attorneys. They've worked hard. In most cases, they haven't stolen from anybody. And if something comes up, they're usually able to defend themselves. And the law is equal. Well, all right, that was stupid. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's not equal for, you know, Pelosi and Obama and the Clintons and the Schumer. I mean, not for any of them. Only for us, among the peons of the American community. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers at The Ohio State University have announced a new strain of coronavirus that scientists haven't seen before. They say it's similar to a variant from the United Kingdom, and that it will likely make the virus more infectious. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the discovery of a new strain in the U.S. means that vaccination distribution becomes even more critical. He tells CNBC that if the variants gain a foothold here, we could see a perpetual infection heading into the spring and summer.
The vaccine is really our only backstop against these variants taking hold. They're not prevalent here in the United States right now. The UK and the South Africa variant, based on the reporting that we have from the sequencing work that we're doing, but they're going to build very quickly. And if we can't get more protective immunity into the population, we could be facing a situation where we have sort of perpetual infection heading into the spring and the summer as these variants get a foothold here.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and I do mean part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you want to get text alerts, real simple, ain't that hard, text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Now, all right. Let's, we were talking about Gaston. Hey, I'm sorry, I got like 27 stories up on the screen. So, Gaston, for those of you who don't know, he was a, you know, Soros-backed, far left, far, far left, DA, was elected Los Angeles County DA. Came from San Francisco. Do I need to say anything more? He's the reason why they can crap in the streets and places like that. He there's so much that he refused to prosecute. So many things that he talked the San Francisco City Council and County Council into doing. There were a lot of things he just wouldn't deal with. So now, about 1,000 of his subordinates, and they're just so opposed to all his new rules and the things that he's going to ignore. And the funny thing about this is he didn't take office and then start ripping through these things and deciding what he's going to do or not going to do. No, the funny thing about it was that it was almost like he was working for somebody and working with somebody on the inside to lay all this stuff out. So when he took office the next day, the day after he got sworn in, he started rolling this stuff out. He had it all done. Right? Now, under California law, a district attorney can grant jurisdiction to another county for prosecution. This is where the circumstances in which the defendant is accused of committing, crimes in numerous counties. You know, if you had high speed, say somebody robbed a store in California, the County A, right? They get chased across county lines, they do some damage to County B, that's where the sheriffs pick them up. County A can request, because the crime is bigger, we'll say, that they get to do all the prosecution there. So, and they work together to make it done. It saves money and still gets the same thing accomplished. Not only Gascon, though. They won't get accomplished because he won't prosecute half the stuff. The next door county, Kern County in California, the DA there was the first one to slam his policies. She put a op-ed in the major newspaper they had there locally. Encouraging the criminals in her county. I love this. to relocate to L.A. because it was more favorable to their cause. Are you a convicted felon with a history of violent crime? A murderer, rapist, child molester? Maybe you're a human trafficker, drunk driver who kills. Do you take pleasure in using firearms to ratchet up body counts and all types of crimes? Oh, this would be a great ad, right? Do you think it's unfair that your history of violent crimes makes you punishable for new crimes with higher, you know, with higher sentences? If so, this is an exciting opportunity waiting for you in Los Angeles County. It's a great ad. I would have done them on TV. Seriously. All brought to you by the new district attorney, Gascon. And I'd run them in L.A. County. The guy needs to be recalled. In California, they have to be in office at least 90 days before you can start the recall. And I think it's something like, you have to have 10% of the vote that got them in office to begin with. Then more followed. Other counties jumped in. Right? And anytime there's special circumstances, that ups, that ups the penalty for the crime. Now, in San Diego, let's see if I can get this right because I don't want to screw it up. San Diego County DA Summer Steffen sent Gascon a scathing letter revoking her grant of jurisdiction for Rhett Nelson. He was accused of five armed robberies in San Diego County immediately before murdering two people, including an off-duty L.A. sheriff's deputy, in Los Angeles County. Five people. At the time, Stefani granted jurisdiction to L.A. Jackie Lacey was district attorney. She was, even though she was a Democrat, much more level-headed, much more concerned about carrying out the law. Now, she was the district attorney, and appropriate enhancements and special circumstances were filed against Nelson. Why? Because one of them was a cop that he killed. When Gascon took office in December, that all changed. Gascon directed his deputy district attorney to dismiss special circumstances and enhancements in the case. Meaning that Nelson wouldn't even be facing life in prison without the possibility of parole. Gascon's office told the local news source that Nelson would still face a 70-year in prison even if all special charges were proved to be dropped. And this statement, oh God, these people are weird. No, they're sick. They're not weird, they're sick. Statement issued by his office justifying his position. If convicted, there's a possibility that decades from now, the parole board could determine he's been rehabilitated. Such a determination many years from now would ultimately be a reflection of a system and the public alike weighing their continued interest in incarcerating the man who no longer poses a threat to society. And it won't be an extraordinary cost to the taxpayer. Well, if you do extenuating circumstances, you get the death penalty, you don't wait 20 years to kill him, you wouldn't have that problem. So finally from San Diego was furious, told a local news source that Gascon's policies aren't in the interest of justice. His claim that Nelson would face at least 70 years in prison was a lie. Dishonest. California law, AB 3234. See, this is the stuff that they're so, you know, the transparent group, the ones that are so much better than we are, they're so much smarter than we are. These are the ones that are hiding this stuff. You heard that caller earlier who felt like we were being dishonest. No, buddy. This is your team selling this. California law, AB 3234, instituted an elder parole. This is the convicts are eligible to apply for this elder parole at the age of 50 and above. So heck of my age, I should just go commit crimes and apply for parole the next day. She said, Stefani says it doesn't require any creativity. Two people were killed. You don't get two lives for the price of one. That's not how this works. The policies that have been set forth, I think they're unlawful. Now, his DAs, his subordinate DAs, say the same thing. So this is where, for some odd reason, Democrats have a hard time having people pay for the crimes. And that's why I say to you, I call them the party of non-responsibility. Right? I call them godless and soulless. It doesn't matter that five people were brutally murdered. It matters that he thinks it's an injustice that somebody who cold-heartedly killed five people deserves parole. Early parole, really, if you think about it. He knows about, and if he doesn't know about these other laws, Gascon, that is, he shouldn't be serving as DA, should he? They don't care about crime victims. This guy is sad. This guy is a sick man. And he needs to go. So I'm hoping they really do get the money together. I'm hoping they really get him out of office in whenever they can do it, 90 days out. I guess the end of February, beginning of March. End of March, I'm sorry. End of March. It's just amazing. Fake news is still at it, though. You know that. They haven't given up yet. One journalist falsely accuses Louis Gohmert of calling for more uprisings. The problem is, the reporter never thought to do his homework. Louis was simply quoting Nancy Pelosi, and I mean quoting her word for word. So several members of the media wrongly went after Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas, suggesting that he was calling for more uprisings. As the House debated whether to impeach President Trump for a second time, Gohmert took to the floor and presented what he hinted was a Democrat double standard. Here's not the hint. It's there. We know it. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. He is back. And I do enjoy being back. Enjoy having you guys in and hanging out with me. always appreciate the time. Put the onion, they're talking recipes again. See, you gotta join the show. TheRealSide.com, head over to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Hop on the chat room. They're not talking food because they know I'm going to get hungry. They're trading recipes or something, I don't know. Anyway. All the stuff that's going on, all the fingers being pointed. Now they're mad that Trump's not going to the inauguration. These people aren't batty. They're whacked. See, they were fully justified not going to Trump's. But he's not fully justified not going to Joe Biden's. So he can sit there and listen to part of the speech about how bad the last administration was. We're going to make America nice again. Right? We're going to take in all the illegals. We're going to fast track them. And even though they haven't paid taxes in 20 years, we're going to give them access to our health system. It's not going to hurt us at all because we're so strong. And you won't have to worry about anything. You won't have to worry about the economy. You won't have to worry about anything. You know why? Because the government will take care of you. Well, where's the money coming from, you fool? If the economy's in the toilet and people aren't making money, where's the money coming from? Let that sink in. Talking about the journalists who accused Louis Gohmert of calling for more uprisings. After he quotes Pelosi. That's right. He was giving a speech. He was using her terms. Apparently, they didn't like that. They were suggesting that he was calling for more uprisings. But he didn't tell anybody whose quote he was using at first. They knew. They're not stupid. He said, I just don't even know why there aren't more. Why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Now, maybe there will be. Or sadly, the domestic enemies of our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in Congress. We were called enemies of the state, he said. And those were all quotes of the speaker. So she's not inciting anything because it comes out of her mouth. And we all know that she's a loving, righteous person, right? Now, on our side, we don't take those to be impeachable because we didn't believe she meant it. Right? We don't do that. We don't play that game. But the Democrats do. They take all those phrases, they'll twist them, turn them. They'll decide what they mean and how they mean. Right? That Trump had some kind of dog whistle in those words that told his people to go riot. Seriously. The first quote that Gohmert alluded to from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was uttered in June of 2018. Remember the whole uproar over the Trump administration child separation policy? The one that was actually Obama's? You know, and Stop sending me Snopes links. Snopes has been caught lying so many times. We know whose pocket they're in. We know who's paying to keep them alive. So just stop doing it. It makes no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Let me play you this other clip. I'm still stuck on the other one where I'm supposed to comb my hair. I mean, why? What did I do wrong? Another caller that called, and she again wants to complain about the fact that I'm really on a rail on one, and that, you know, the problem here is that Mitch McConnell held up all the legislation the Democrats sent. My God, if he put those through, the legislation, it would have been like they were in charge anyway. We would have given money and sanctuary to every illegal there is. Come on.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell blocked all of the Democrats' legislation for 4 years. Nothing the Democrats wanted got done because of Mitch McConnell. And now the right wing, the conservative commandos, are putting him down.
He should be put down. Not like a dog or an animal. But he should be. Right? First of all, he did not hold up everything. My God, we wouldn't be putting $10 million in the hands of the Pakistanis to talk about gender, whatever, fluidity. Or gender identity. So he didn't put everything through. But neither did the other side for 8 years. Well, not 8 years, but the first few years especially, that they had control of Congress. And so you couldn't get anything done. Republicans couldn't get anything done. As we were reminded by Obama on a regular basis that, elections have consequences. Hello? Elections have consequences. That's what he kept saying to us. In no uncertain terms, he was going to let us know. They held up all kinds of stuff. This is what I'm talking about with people on the right. Stop. Don't just say something that you see in a tweet or you think is true. Make sure it's true. Make sure it comes from a source. It would be easy to refute these things, to beat them down, if you would. Because there's no validity to them. There's no reality to them. There's no truth to them. All right, so if you're watching on Firefox right now. Don't uninstall it yet. Just wait. But apparently, the CEO, Mitchell Baker of Mozilla, which is the owner, developer of Firefox, she wants to actually deplatform even more groups. Right? She is talking about how the social media played a role in the siege and the takeover of the U.S. Capitol. Like the people on the right used it to do that, which is such a tactic of the left. Since then, there's been a significant focus on deplatforming of President Donald Trump. By all means, the question of when to deplatform a head of state is a critical one, among many that must be addressed. She went on to say, when should platforms make these decisions? Are those decisions theirs alone to make? But as reprehensible as the actions of Donald Trump are, the rampant use of the Internet to gin up violence, she goes on to say that basically it reinforces, you know, all those catchphrases, white supremacy, racism, and so on. Now, they've made these words of no consequence, so they're not bothering me as much as they used to. She said Donald Trump is certainly not the first politician to exploit the architecture of the Internet in this way, and he won't be the last. We need solutions now to start taking these people down. Changing these dangerous dynamics requires more than just a temporary silencing or even a permanent removal of bad actors. Well, what else could it be? Additional precise and specific actions must also be taken. Uh-oh. Here it comes. Commit to meaningful transparency of the platform algorithms so we know how and what content is being amplified and who's opening it. They want to read your mail. Come on, think about it. They want to read your mail. Right? Reveal who's paying for advertising, how much they are paying, and who's being targeted. So they get to decide that you're spending too much money on something or that they don't like who you're targeting. I mean, they wouldn't know that by the ad alone, who you're targeting. Turn on by default the tools to amplify factual voices over disinformation. Ah, there's the problem. What they consider to be factual, what they believe to be truth, even without facts. You know how many times they have published things from an anonymous source or an unverified source? Come on, let that sink in. Go. Well, I'm not going to send you there. I wouldn't do that to you. You go to CNN, MSNBC, you listen to some of the clips. I used to do CNN on a regular basis. They've had it with me. Because I would question them. They wanted me, they actually wanted me to respond or to comment on an item that was sent to them by an anonymous source at the White House who wouldn't even give them enough information to kind of pinpoint who it might be or what department they worked for. I said, so you got this email that has no way to check it, no way to know it's true, and you want me to comment on fantasy. Right. No problem. Just nuts. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about it. Let's get people there. Let's get traffic moving. We got to fight in front of us, people. And you're not going to do it on these social warrior platforms. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.